Interdisciplinary instruction is a way of teaching an idea across several different subject areas. Incorporating interdisciplinary teaching at the middle or high school level means that teachers have to work together in teams, since they typically focus on one subject. Fiona Benny, math teacher at Horace Mann, a school for the deaf in Boston, says they had to convince her school to do this in stages.
First, we were able to convince the administration that the math and science teachers could work and should work together, and that the social studies and English language arts teachers should be able to have a double block. It requires teachers who are willing to go outside of their area of discipline.
In grade schools, one classroom teacher is responsible for instruction in several subject areas. That means that interdisciplinary teaching is less about teaching teams for specific lessons. Spring Mill Elementary School has used interdisciplinary methods, and it's a key element in Washington Township schools in general because they're now becoming certified in the International Baccalaureate Program. Spring Mill teachers from kindergarten and fourth grade explain how this works with a specific lesson.
For them, just knowing that this can of corn just didn't grow in the can, it actually grew on the cob, that's a big thing for them, and it's going to take a while for them to understand that.
And then we at the bigger grade levels would take that into the economic portion of it and how people depend on those things for their trade and for their livelihood and so forth.
Spring Mill Elementary School is awaiting word on final approval as an International Baccalaureate school. Principal Subha Balagopal explains how IB works at the elementary level.
We use what's called inquiry methodology. So the teacher kind of sets the stage for children to explore and investigate and learn. When I was growing up, that was part of what we did in science, you know, for experiments, and we learned. Now it's way beyond just science. Kids get to participate in hands-on learning across the content areas, different subjects.
Spring Mill Elementary teacher Karen Googe says using newer methods is critical to students' understanding.
If we just teach 5 times 4 is 20 only during math class, then if we bring up the situation that you bought the 4 cans of corn and they each cost 50 cents, there is no connection between that math problem and that grocery store situation unless we put it in context.
Teachers say that students taught in this manner are better prepared to function in today's complicated world. For WFYI, I'm Joanne Clues.